Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're happy to have Matt Navidson back in the studio with us, along with Aaron, and they'll perform tonight over at the Newport. Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's good to see you again.
It's great to be here.
And we're going to talk all about this new album. And, well, tonight is the show at the Newport, and special guest Joshua Braden will open up. Doors are at 7 o'clock, and we have some tickets to give away still for the show tonight. And promowestlive.com is the website for all the details and how to get your tickets or at the door tonight. And stay tuned. We'll have some to give away, and we've got a fun session coming up today. We'll talk with Matt Navidson after this first song that they do. What, tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this is a song called Sunday New York Times. And it's about, you know, everybody makes decisions in their lives that lead them to different paths. Like, I'm not going to date you. I'm going to date you. And then I'm going to, you know, like this kind of things. Or like, I'm going to go to this school and or I'm going to go live here. Or so this is a song about sort of regret. This is a song about those moments when you're like self-sabotaging and you decide, you think like, I wonder what she's doing now, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's about the New York Times sort of being the, because New York is such a romantic place that if you've ever had a romance in New York and then anything related to New York, like, will tear you apart. Like, if you watch Manhattan, you know, Woody Allen, it sort of, yeah, like, blows your mind. So this is a song about reading the New York Times.
Okay, let's hear it.
Leaves in the rain, falling outside. Taxi waiting in the street. Gave you my keys, told you I'd try. We both knew better, didn't we? I made my way to JFK in world record time, hoping I would miss the flight. You and I were fighting sleep, beautiful wasted promises we promised to keep. These two we said goodbye. Sometimes you're still mine between the lines of the Sunday New York Times. You were the saint, I was the liar. At least that's how I remember it. I left all my dreams, all my desires on the steps of your apartment. The Brooklyn Bridge, your olive skin, frames black and white. I miss how simple love could be. You and I were fighting sleep, wasted promises we promised to keep. These two we said goodbye. Sometimes you're still mine between the lines of the Sunday New York Times. Running wild down St. Mark's, breathless in your arms, jumping trains to the park where the world was ours. You and I were fighting sleep under the blankets, promises we promised to keep, at least till we said goodbye. Sometimes you're still mine between the lines of the Sunday New York Times.
Matt Matt Nathanson, live from Studio A, and that was Sunday New York Times off the latest release, The Last of the Great Pretenders, and he's out on the road and touring in support of it, and I'm sure if you don't have a copy of the CD yet, it'll be available at the show tonight over at the Newport, and we'll do a ticket giveaway after the next song that they do for us, Aaron Tapp, I believe, and well, Matt, tell us, this latest CD, we're getting to know you a whole different kind of Matt Nathanson, and aren't we? There's more of a storytelling about you.
Yeah, the ugly Matt Nathanson. That's what I like to say. I feel like, I think subconsciously, I had success with a song that was really romantic. And I think, and I had made about 4 records before that where I had sort of like, not been in obscurity, but been an underground, like, touring and building a fan base, but no one really above ground knowing who I was. So when the song Come On Get Higher happened and people started to really respond to it, I think like subconsciously, I thought, oh, this is the me they want, right? They want like this romantic, the romantic side of me. They don't want the ugly parts that says, you know, the truthful, like they don't want the whole thing.
But
so,
we do.
Yeah, so I kind of shaded out the parts, I think, subconsciously, like in the music, I shaded out the parts that were sort of ugly. Yeah. And so with this record, I realized recently that all the music I love, like this morning I was listening to Transformer, Lou Reed, and I was listening to all the records that have changed my life have been ugly records with beauty in there too, mm-hmm. like all the parts of the artist. And so I sort of realized that like the only thing I leave behind in my life is the music I make, right? So, and since I worship music so much, I felt like I was doing music a disservice by not being honest, because the art is only as good as the honesty of the artist, you know?
Wow.
And so this is sort of the beginning of this step of like, I'm just going to start saying, you know, what I mean. And the first line on the new record is, I'd kill anyone who'd treat you as bad as I do, which was like a lyric I wrote about my wife. And I was like, man, that's a terrible thing to say. Like, that's a terrible thing. You know what I mean? Like, and then I thought about it and I was like, no, this is what it's about, because everybody must feel ugly at some point and say ugly things. And, you know, so it was like, it was all the different parts started to sort of show up.
So writing it that way was the most honest way.
I think that's what makes, at least for all the great people, you know, the people that I don't compare myself to, but the people that motivate me to play, you know, it's like, you got to just be honest.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned Lou Reed, and USA Today printed a tweet that you did about the passing of Lou Reed and what, you know, what he did for you, I guess, in terms of your writing, and
yeah.
more so on this latest one.
It kind of blew my mind. Yeah. Lou Reed was just one of the great ones. Really, the bummer about someone like Lou Reed passing is that it's not like we're getting another Lou Reed.
Right.
You know, like Kanye West is fantastic. Like Kanye West is straight up. Mm-hmm. And his music is real, and he's honest. So but he's not Lou Reed. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. so when we lose an icon like that, who is such a pillar in music, and we don't get to replace him because of the way music is taken in these days,
right.
we don't really bring those people to like greatness. We don't rise those people up out of the. It's more the popularity contest thing
right,
now.
Right, right.
And so when Lou Reed goes, it's crushing, because Lou Reed was great. Even the Lulu record that everybody talks about with Metallica that he did, that everybody's sort of like, oh, that record's terrible. And it's like, it's real honest and it's real hard to listen to, and that kind of stuff is crucial, you know, like, and there's some great moments in it, and I'm sure for him it was all great, you know what I mean? And it was just incredibly honest and unself-conscious, and we need as much of that as we can get.
And it's just so weird, as so many of us feel, that never met Lou Reed or whoever it may be that passes, in that greatness, you know, like you can be so sad about something that somebody you've never met, but what they have done for you. You know,
it's shocking, isn't it? Like, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I find that my reaction to artists that I love passing is the heaviest reaction that I have, like, in my life, possibly. You know, it's like, because they guide you. They're like, music is so, I like music more than I like human beings, you know? And so music has always been there for me in my life. It's always been the thing that I go to comfort me, and the thing that helps guide me through to the next day. And so you attach to a record like Transformer or New York or like, you know, Rock and Roll Animal, you know, like, or whatever it is, whatever record you love. and you attach to it, and it saves your life. It's like your best friend. Yeah. And so when you realize that the person that made it is no longer around, even if they haven't made anything that's moved you since, it's just incredible how that shows the power of music, like the link, the power of art in general, mm-hmm. but music specifically, because they're delivering this to you, you know? And it's like, I wasn't around when Raymond Carver died, and I'm a huge Raymond Carver fan. He kind of died before I became a fan, and like, but I've never had an author of die. But for me, music is just so essential, and so yeah, when they go, it's brutal. It feels brutal.
It's Matt Nathanson joining us live from Studio A, and he'll perform tonight over at the Newport. They've got a couple more for us, he and Aaron, and we'll talk more after this song. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Cool. This one's called "Annie's Always Waiting for the Next One to Leave," and I guess it's about Annie, the fictional Annie, but I think it's mostly about me. I've decided that that Annie might be my my
alter.
Yeah, my alter ego, my alter lady ego. So yeah, this one's about you'll hear it. So this was inspired by, I was listening to a lot of Elvis Costello at the time, and this year's Model especially, and I was like, this song just kind of showed up. Usually the songs they're labored. I'm not one of those people that sits down and like writes a song in like a 15 minute burst, but this song actually came out pretty much just as is, you know, in about 5 minutes, for better or worse.
All right, ready?
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
On the outskirts of the wreckage, out in the sun under the Golden Gate, Annie said she was waiting for the next one to leave. She had a master's degree in disappointment, that's what she said to me, laughed when she said it, flat on our backs in the grass out at Chrissy Field. Yeah, my life's a movie, my whole life's a movie. If movies made you wanna jump off a bridge, she said, I got one who moves me, one who sees through me, but all I really want is a kiss. Oh, oh, Annie's always waiting for the next one to leave. Oh, oh, she's right on time for me. Oh, I got the right words from the wrong mouths. Hurricanes crashing hard like I'm the deep south. Well, it always looked like dry land out there to me. Oh no, she said, my mother, she taught me how to doubt myself. Now she lives in my head like it's a treehouse. I see her clearer in the mirror more and more every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My life's a movie, my whole life's a movie. If movies made you wanna jump off a bridge, she said, I got one who moves me, one who sees through me, but all I really want is a kiss. Oh, oh, and he's always waiting for the next one to leave. Oh, oh, she's right on time for me, baby. I was only kidding when I said I like a fight. I was only kind of kidding when I said I like a fight. She said, I was only kidding when I said I like a fight. But sometimes you gotta start on yourself. Oh, oh, and he's always waiting for the next one to leave. Oh, oh, but she's right on time for me. Oh, oh, and he's always waiting for the next one to leave. Oh, 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 she's right on timing.
Excellent. Matt Nathanson joined by Aaron Tapp today live from Studio A. Annie's always waiting for the next one to leave. It's off the latest release, Last of the Great Pretenders. Well, you guys have known each other, right? You go back to the Boston days when you grew up together, pretty much.
Yeah,
right?
We grew up in Lexington, Massachusetts, the home of the Revolution. We pushed back the British as young kids. Mm-hmm. We reloaded our muskets. It was a magical time.
Yes.
And took off from there.
Yeah, yeah. We made sure Paul Revere made it.
Were you playing back in those days together, or was it later you rejoined?
We were playing separately. Uh-huh. I wanted...
Same bills sometimes.
Yeah. But... yeah, yeah. And so we worked together at this... I guess you could call it, if you've ever been to Lexington, Massachusetts, and gotten food poisoning, quite possibly you were you went to our restaurant that we worked at called Bel Canto, and it was like it was sort of like a it was a low rung restaurant,
medium scale Italian food.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough, but we had a good time. So that's where we met, and he went to school with my brother. He was in high school with my brother, who's a little bit older, and so we just started hanging out and, you know, going to, like, this was back in the day where records would go on sale at midnight and you'd go nerd out and wait in line outside the record store. So we did that a lot and listened to records and hung out and recorded some songs together.
What were the big records for you guys? What's the longest line you waited in back then?
Oh, man. I mean, I used to do, I even waited for, like, the second Guns N' Roses album. That's how bad I was.
Yeah, the memorable one, I think, is the Zooropa.
Yeah, U2's Zooropa, which was the middle record between Octoon Baby and Pop. So that was great. We went to the Newbury Street, Newbury Comics, and then went back to his house and listened till like dawn, listening to the Eno, because that's a super Eno record. It might as well be like an Eno solo record with Bono singing. So it was like, it was fun. That was great.
And, well, we were kind of talking before we went on air about the wrestling.
Oh, I was super into wrestling because I was a kid. You know, I was in my basement as a kid. Like, everybody's always talking to me about sports because we're from Boston. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you love the Red Sox. And I don't know anything. If I knew anything about sports, I probably would have, you know, I'd be popular. I would, like, I would just sit in my basement. We played Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I played Dungeons and Dragons and, like,
nothing
learned Iron Maiden songs, you know? And Aaron did the same thing. So we were definitely uncool. So wrestling was part of the uncool for me. I speak only for me here.
I have never wrestled. Officially.
This was the fake wrestling. It's like ballet with like big dudes on steroids. It's fun.
It's Matt Nathanson and Aaron Tapp today. They got one more for us. Oh, we didn't do that first giveaway. I got sidetracked with this guy. Caller number 5-821-9223. You're off to see the show tonight. And of course, the guys are on tour. And recently you made a stop to Cleveland and had to check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Was it the Rolling Stones exhibit right now?
It's the Rolling Stones exhibit.
And you've been there before.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. The woman said, you should be a tour guide here, is what she said to me. And I was like, I would kill to be a tour guide. Would you like to switch places? Then you can come play the show tonight, and I will tour guide. And so, needless to say, I don't get to tour guide there. But it was great. We went into the vault underneath, and we got to see all different. Oh, the heaviest one was, this was heavy, like controversial heavy. She pulled out Otis Redding's leather jacket that he was wearing the night that the plane went down in the water. Ooh. And it was like, it kind of put like everybody, like, it kind of stopped us all in our tracks. Because you're like, oh, look, Elton John's pants, you know? And you're like, oh, look, Steven Tyler's like crazy top hat and Slash's stinky sneakers. And then you're like, oh, Otis Redding's coat from like, and they've got a piece of the plane, you know, up on exhibit. And that's always heavy for me because, again, like we talked about when you lose, I mean, when Otis Redding, right. I mean, that's crazy. We've never replaced him.
They had the John Lennon exhibit and that sort of thing when, you know, at the Dakota and all that story stuff too. I said that kind of same sort of thing.
Yeah.
But so many good things there too that just
it's great.
You could spend a lot of time at the Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame.
Dude, they have. I mean, for me, they have John Lennon's piano where there's like wax on it from the candles that he put. You know, and I'm a nerd for heavy metal, like, and mostly glam rock, kind of like, and that's woefully underrepresented at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm trying to fix that, but I want to get some, you know, there's no Poison exhibit or, you know, Warrant, but it's always great, you know, seeing Pete Townsend, you know, seeing the Who stuff, and it blows my mind.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being here today. Congratulations on another amazing album.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
You're welcome.
Awesome.
And we'll do another ticket giveaway. We have one last pair to give away after this song that they take us out with. What are you going to play for us?
This is a song called Kink Shirt.
All right.
And this is about a waitress that I fell in love with in my mind.
Okay, well, first, there's a new video and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of stuff going on with this song,
so,
actually.
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait, who everybody knows, I think mostly from Police Academy movies where he talked crazy. But Bobcat Goldthwait directed it and came up with the concept. And he's a director and he's got an incredible mind. And so he came up with this idea. He's a huge Kinks fan. So I reached out to him and I said, I've known him for a couple of years. And I was like, hey, man, I'm doing my song Kink Shirt. Would you shoot the video? He's like, I'm in. And then he was like, and here's my idea. And like texted me this idea. And I was like, I am super in this rules. And like, there was very little pushback, and it's a pretty left of center idea, you know, in the video. I don't want to reveal. There's a reveal in it, so I don't want to give too much away. But it's sort of like it takes something that most human beings would think was strange because of the way our culture views things, and it sort of just it treats it as normal, and it treats it as sort of, he's got an incredibly kind heart, Bob. He's got a skewed brain and a kind heart is the best way I can put it. And so it takes a loving look at this thing that is sort of like what society would deem outcasts. And it was real fun to shoot, and it's awesome. And the response has been incredible from all sorts of folks. Kind of makes you cry. Like I got an email yesterday forwarded to me from management, from this man transitioning into a woman, and it was like it was incredible, man. It's so heavy. And so those videos beat out the, in my mind, as I get older, those videos are more important than the like fake make out with a model videos that like I really thought were the only videos I ever needed to make when I was a kid. I was like, let's make a video where a beautiful model and I get to pretend roll around in a bed, you know, like. But yeah, those I'm over those now.
But check it out. It's moving. It's a moving video. It's the Kinks Girl in a Kink Shirt, right? Kink,
yeah,
shirt, Kink shirt is the title,
yeah,
of it. But mattnathanson.com. It's on his website, Facebook, and all that good stuff. And we're going to hear it now. Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Both regret, it's all there in your chipped red fingernails. Oh, 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 it's all there in the twisty up pigtails. Oh, oh, baby love, it's the way she walks, the way she talks. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. Take me home, San Francisco. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. You and my imagination. Imagination, you and my imagination. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. Oh, 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 oh. Sidewalk mariachi, I see you in your party dress. Played out, Sid and Nancy. Bring on the apocalypse. I don't need no songs playing on the radio. Oh, 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 I get my truth from your thrift store halo. Oh, oh, baby love, it's the way she walks, way she talks. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. Take me home, San Francisco. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. You and my imagination. You and my imagination. You and my imagination. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. Getting what you want can break your heart. Getting what you want can break your heart. Oh, baby, you're not getting what you want. It's gonna break you, love. It's gonna break your heart. Oh, yeah. It's the way she walks, the way she talks. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. Take me home, San Francisco. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. You and my imagination. You and my imagination. You and my imagination. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. Oh, can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt. Oh, can't stop thinking about the girl in the Kink shirt.